You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Claire Jackson, Professor Claire Jackson of Cambridge University. Her new book is The Mirror of Great Britain, which is an assembly of gems I learned from the professor no longer with us that was used in a display when James appeared with his crown on or was in robes that are befitting a king. The Mirror of Great Britain also has wordplay in it, and there's lots of wordplay in James's life. He is a very well-educated, extremely sensitive person who doesn't like confrontation. He doesn't like it. Like most intellectuals I've been familiar with, they prefer to find a compromise where no one's happy, but everyone's learned something. That was James, but who were those who were arguing? It was Rome and, I guess, Canterbury, but the Episcopalians, all the Protestants of all Northern Europe were arguing. And James tried to hold together a kingdom that had a contradiction in it that could not be solved. He sounds frustrated sometimes, Professor. Is that a good way to approach how he would speak peacefully and everybody would turn violent quickly?
Yes, I think James is in the religious sphere. I think he's instinctively an ecumenicist. I mean, I think he feels that the best way in which Christianity can be supported is by themes of accommodation and toleration. His main the red line for him, the one he won't cross, is anybody using religion for political ends. So whether Catholics, as per the gunpowder plot, are using what they regard as their faith as a justification to contemplate atrocity, or at the other end of the spectrum, as he would see, radical Protestants who also say that a king is not a sort of divine body. I mean, he's raised by George Buchanan, who is a phenomenal intellectual humanist poet, but also one of the great minds behind Mary Queen of Scots's deposition. So he's raised on this diet as a child of Protestant Presbyterian resistance theory. Buchanan keeps telling him that a king is no different to a doctor, and if a doctor makes you unwell, you go and choose another doctor. And Buchanan writes these two big works, one of political theory and one of political practice, when James is in the schoolroom, showing him both how the theory of Mary Queen of Scots's deposition and deposition of monarchs, but also how Scottish history has been continually punctuated by a virtuous aristocracy taking out tyrants. When James comes to the throne as an adult himself, Buchanan dies in 1582, his whole adult intellectual project is to try and rehabilitate kingship in Scotland. And he takes that elevated notion of kingship to England. And his main targets are always anyone who thinks that they have the right to judge a monarch on earth. The monarch is God's representative. The only person who can judge a king or queen lawfully for James is God.
Yes, but in Scotland, one third of the barons, of the lairds, are Catholic, and so he's got a large population that he wants to speak to. He doesn't want to alienate them.
James is absolutely fine with Catholics as long as they regard him as their temporal superior. After the gunpowder plot, he devises an oath of allegiance that makes no claims about spiritual superiority, but insists that everybody must swear to recognize him as their first focus of allegiance in a temporal capacity. I mean, a conscientious Catholic should not be able to swear that oath, but the majority of Catholics simply want to worship their old religion peacefully. So what he's trying to do is drive a wedge between a loyalist majority and a radical, often sort of Jesuit-backed minority who really do want to overthrow his kingship.
Is that the negative confession you're referring to?
No. Sorry, the negative confession is a document in Scotland, which he swears, and all of the it's a statement of Protestant principles. It's what they don't believe. That's why it's called the negative confessions. They don't believe in things like transubstantiation or things. No, the oath of allegiance is a secular oath that James imposes on office holders after the gunpowder plot in England in 1605. There's a huge swell of opinion to try and turn him now into a persecutor, because the Catholics have tried through the gunpowder plot to blow up the whole political establishment. There's a lot of expectation that James will immediately become one of the most persecutory anti-Catholic monarchs imaginable. But James doesn't. He says, no, I don't believe that the majority of my Catholic subjects share these views. If they will swear the oath of allegiance that recognises me as their primary temporal focus of allegiance, I have no problem with them. It's the small minority who want to unseat me that I want to isolate.
But that tension dominates the century. If I read what happens with Charles I and Charles II and James I and the Glorious Revolution, it's not resolved. James wanted to resolve it, and it wasn't until the Protestants prevailed.
Yeah, and the Stuarts have a uniquely tricky inheritance, because Scotland is a Protestant country, but as you say, it has a very significant large Catholic population. But it's a Protestant country that cleaves towards Presbyterianism, sort of low church.
30 views. Seconds, Professor, please continue.
England is a Protestant country, but a primarily Episcopalian one with a hierarchy. But Ireland, which is also part of the Stuart multiple monarchy, is a predominantly Catholic country. Very few monarchs in early modern Europe have to deal with that level of confessional complexity.
The story is the story of James I's biography. It's called The Mirror of Great Britain. And we have a queen to attend, Elizabeth I. Claire Jackson is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.